Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
In a rivalry that started last year at the 2016 Rio Summer Olympic Games, Indiana junior and Team USA member Lily King and Russia's Yulia Emifova wrote another chapter in their history yesterday at the 2017 FINA World Swimming Championships in Budapest, Hungary. This time, the ending, the same result as it was in Rio. Lily King standing on the podium with the gold medal in the 100-meter breaststroke. But this race was different. It was the same opponent, but King took the stakes one step further by setting a brand new world record in the process, along with defeating her rival, Emifova. King smashed the 2013 record by 0.022 of a second, also smashed any chance her rival had of winning the gold medal as Emifova finished third. You'll remember it was Emifova who was wagging her finger after the semifinal heat, letting her rival King know that she was back. Well, King will be waving the gold medal and the world record time back to Emifova as their rivalry continues. But these two aren't done yet. The 2017 FINA World Swimming Championships continue, and these two will face off again in the 50-meter breaststroke and in the 200-meter breaststroke. If you remember, King broke the American record in the 50-meter breaststroke at the U.S. Championships. What a 12 months it's been for Lily King. Multiple gold medals at the Rio Games, including the 100-meter breaststroke, Big Ten and NCAA championships, United States championships, and now a world record and a world championship. There's no doubt Lily King will go down as one of IU's greatest swimmers of all time, and that's some compliment once you see the names and faces on the walls at the Councilman Billingsley Aquatic Center. And next month, she'll just be a junior at Indiana University. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Reds were on the radio last night in the Bronx taking on the Yankees. They fell 4-2. Luis Castillo got some help from a triple play, the first one the Reds have turned since 1995. The Yankees still scored a run on the play. That should tell you everything you need to know about how the Reds' night went. They only had three hits, scored twice. Yankees win 4-2 in the Bronx. No Reds for you today. Why? It's getaway day in New York as they take on the Yankees at 1 o'clock. We'll have them back for you for a weekend four-gamer in Miami. We'll have the first three nights, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, as the Reds take on the Miami Marlins. The Miami Marlins took 2 out of 3 from Cincinnati last weekend at the Great American Ballpark. Maybe a trip to South Beach will get the Reds rolling. As I wrote yesterday, the Reds, they were the last team in baseball that needed the All-Star break. They were playing really well entering and came out of it flat as a pancake, and it continues. Tough second half. The next thing the Reds and Reds fans will need to keep an eye on is the trade deadline. I believe that's July 31st. We'll see if any Reds are on the move. Plenty of scouts following them as they jump from the Great American Ballpark to Cleveland to New York here in the last 3 days. Zach Cozart could be one of them. He did not start yesterday. He pinch hit. Also being heavily watched is Raisel Iglesias, the Reds closer. He doesn't get much work these days, so when he does, he is under the microscope because any team in the Major League playoff race could always use a bullpen arm, especially when it hits the upper 90s late in games. The Reds will play at 1:05 this afternoon, and veteran right-hander Homer Bailey will take the mound against Luis Severino. The Reds looking to split the series with the Yankees in the Bronx before heading to Miami and back to our airwaves tomorrow night with pregame at 7 p.m. In the Zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.